All right, let's zoom in on one area of the jobs market that remains in focus with the pandemic still raging on. That is healthcare. Janet Elkin is the CEO of healthcare staffing company Icon Medical Networks and joins us now. Janet, good to see you this morning. So within the July jobs report, the healthcare space created 37,000 jobs. From where you sit, is the market strong for hiring, or is it still hard to find the talent the space needs?
Very hard to find the talent. I would expect that the August numbers will even go up, but it is getting extraordinarily difficult, not only because there just aren't enough healthcare workers, but also because many are just burnt out from the pandemic.
And Janet, in terms of that burnout, is that going to be affecting, you know, I remember when I was in college, it seemed like everyone you talked to was interested in the pharmacy school, or the nursing school. I mean, is this downstream effect on kids coming up, is this burnout going to be impacting how many future potential healthcare professionals we have?
Well, it's a concern, obviously. Everyone has heard the heartfelt stories about hours upon hours working in the emergency room or other areas of a hospital. However, there's a lot of opportunity as well. Healthcare is growing, right? If you look at the different segments that didn't even exist maybe 15 years ago, like really urgent care clinics, there's a lot of opportunity out there. We just have to make sure that folks know the good work that can happen in healthcare.
Janet, has the pandemic changed the talent pipeline for the healthcare space, where, you know, look, we've seen, been watching these headlines all year long. Does the next generation want to get involved in the space?
They do, but I think what's important to note is that they want a work-life balance, as you see really in all sectors, don't you? And so that's making a difference. That's why we're a locums firm. What that means is temporary staffing for physicians. And so we're seeing a real rise in people saying, I don't want to have to work certain shifts in a hospital. I want to have my life back. And that, I think, is going to continue to increase.
And then another disparity, Janet, that's certainly been made aware to all of us during the pandemic is urban versus rural healthcare staffing. I mean, rural areas continue to see a dearth of healthcare professionals. How have you guys gone about trying to alleviate that stressor? And what are the prospects for kind of righting this imbalance?
Well, it's a real concern because many different healthcare facilities have just closed their doors, consolidated. It could take someone possibly an hour just to be able to get to a hospital. We're doing things that were unheard of in temporary staffing, like we're giving stock options to providers, to physicians and nurse practitioners and CRNAs, because we have to give them a reason to be able to go to those facilities. They're not as attractive, but it's needed.
Jan, within the healthcare space, again, as I mentioned, 37,000 jobs created in July. What fields are hiring?
Most of them. I mean, obviously, hospital is going to be number one because we're seeing with the Delta variant that increased hospitalizations really in almost every state, particularly in the southern states, but also in ambulatory as well. And remember, not only do you have the Delta variant, but people who put off procedures are now going back. So we're seeing increased needs for surgery centers, as one would imagine. It's the perfect storm.
All right, we'll leave it there. Janet Elkin, CEO of Icon Medical Networks. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.